In the first ever Lugash debate series, we present to you Sean Morash versus Tommy Lugauer on who the hottest team in Major League Baseball is. Taking the stage first with 1 minute on the clock. Let me set my timer up. First up would be Thomas.
No. I shouldn't go first. You're the one with the big mouth staking the claim.
No.
You go first.
You're debating my claim.
No, but make your claim. You just said something stupid and had nothing to back it up with.
Evan, I think it's best for the show if he debates his claim.
You guys are going to fight about who's going first?
He made the statement he should go first, and then I should be able to rebuttal it.
Already planned his rebuttal. He already thinks my statement's a problem, therefore he should make his case.
Tiki, break the tie.
You're aware of his stance, are you not, Tommy?
Yes, I am.
Therefore, you don't have an argument to not go first.
So I go first?
So
is that what you're saying?
Evan says you go first. Since he's the ruler of the roost here, you go first.
Tommy Lugauer will go first. This is the Lugash debate series. The subject, in case you haven't picked up on it yet, is that Sean believes the Yankees are the hottest team in baseball. Lugie differs. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lugauer is on the clock.
The Mets are 7-3 in their last 10. The Yankees are 6-4. Two of those 7 wins, including going into your building, whooping your ass, and you could come up with any stupid phrase about those weren't the real Yankees. Aaron Judge, like the rest of us, was watching the Subway Series because Jake Diekman struck him out looking. And then the next night, Gerrit Cole, you know the guy you cried about on the air the other day? We whooped that ass. 2-0 there, 7-3 in their last 10. The Mets are the hottest team in this town and in baseball.
Okay.
Make a dopey little sound effect.
I'm sorry. I'm not a sound effect expert. I'm trying to do it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, terrific.
This is poorly produced.
All right. Sean, your rebuttal.
Well, hold on 1 second. We heard Lugauer's takes. I'm going to tell you what Lugauer's takes mean. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. He's taking his shirt off for some reason.
What?
And he's putting, I guess, another shirt on?
Another shirt?
Because he had an undershirt, so now he's putting another shirt on.
Yeah, he's not sitting under here shirtless.
It looks like there's a tweet on your shirt. I can't tell what it says.
Well, let's see. Hold on. This is his shirt.
Let me see what his shirt says.
It's a tweet from Tommy Lugauer.
Hold on. I see it. It's a tweet from Tommy Lugauer. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, read it.
It says, hold on. Stand up, Sean.
Get the date on the tweet
first. It says, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He is not great. Hold on. This would be typical Knicks. What's the last part of it? It never ends.
It never ends. Also, if you'll notice, Positive Tommy, just 15 likes on that
tweet. Did you whip out a t-shirt of Tommy Lugauer's tweet about Jalen Brunson?
For anybody listening or watching the show, they should be aware of anybody they back who has a take like this.
What's the date on that high cholesterol? What's the date on it?
I mean, it says June 23rd, 2022. Okay. I guess Positive Tommy wasn't alive yet.
A couple things. Number one, that was negative Tommy.
You've already debated.
Well, hold on a second.
No, you're done.
Guys, time out. Hold on, guys. So let me just describe this for the audience or people in the car. Sean just put on a t-shirt of an old tweet from Tommy Lugauer.
From 2022.
From 2022, basically bemoaning the Knicks signing Jalen Brunson. Now.
That's his boy.
And I also
want to note, the shirt is a size XL, not 2X for all the fat jokes.
Okay, Sean, enough. It is still Sean's time. He needs his minute, Lugie. After his minute is over, you will have a chance, I promise you, to say whatever you want. But he put this shirt on. Clearly, it's getting to you.
Yes.
Give him a chance to do his rebuttal, and then I promise you, then you have your 2 minutes to go at it. So, Sean, the floor is yours starting now.
All right. We are in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world in sports, life, and everything. And since the Yankees traded for Jazz Chisholm Jr., we have a 5-game sample size. They have won 5 straight games, including sweeping the team that leads the Mets by 8 games in the division. A team, by the way, we lost that start. You just bashed Gerrit Cole. We started that guy off of AAA and still beat the Phillies for 3 straight. The Mets in the last 5 games just got trounced by the Twins, who the Yankees own all the time on an afternoon in Citi Field with 9 people in the crowd, by the way, 4 of them us, and the big
5, because Brooklyn was with us.
Right, and the big bad Braves, who have been struggling and bumbling and stumbling, whooped your ass for 2 straight days. So look, the Mets had a fun run, good run, not to be proud of, but the hottest team, 2-3 or 5-0, and a sweep of the best team in the National League, folks. Debate series? No, there is no debate.
Okay. Wow. And about 5 seconds to spare. All right, now, Lugie, You can retort, and Sean, you can yell back at him. Tiki and I will shut our mics off. You guys can do whatever you want with each other. Go ahead.
Well, my retort is this. I was given a minute to stake my claim. This jackass was able to put on a big dog and pony show before where he takes a tweet from 3 or 4 years ago, which I've talked about before on the air. So he already warmed the crowd up, then got an extra minute. So I question the judging, number one.
What?
He got more time. He got more than a minute. That's not fair.
You didn't get more than a minute. You put a t-shirt
and
on.
And I have no choice. I have to defend this tweet now, and now he has me off my game instead of doing the argument at hand.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a prop to put on?
No.
Okay, your point's dead.
Exactly. And he should know anything about warming the crowd up. He helps warm Keith's crowd up every night.
All I know is that time slot was Mike Francesa, and then it was Tommy Lugauer. You keep going the same role every show that you've been on. Last time I friggin' checked, you don't have a show. The marquee says Lugauer. That says Evan and Tiki. There isn't even a with Sean. You didn't even get a with, pal. I have a show with my name on it. And by the way, if you want to go that route, I have more political stroke here. I just have to call Craig or Boomer, and you're out.
Are you guys done? Are you resting your cases?
No, because this is BS that he was able to put that shirt on. Because I feel like I want to fight you, Evan. Because how the hell did you get the shirt to start with? And I've already told you.
I went to Dick's. Actually, 500 level. Use code WFAN20 today.
First of all, the t-shirt he puts on is his own decision. Like, what does that have to do with you guys arguing with each other?
You want me to start on you?
What, this has nothing to do with me.
It has everything to do with you.
How does it have to do with me?
Because I think you perpetrated this whole thing, and I think you gave him the shirt.
Here's what I will tell you. No, hold on. Here's what I will tell you, and I think Tiki may have been out for this. So I think this is full record and transparency. I did say on the air that I was going to make a t-shirt of Tommy's Jalen Brunson tweet.
I actually remember this.
Okay. I didn't make it. Clearly, Sean did. And I give him a lot of credit for that he went through the process of, hey, I'm going to put this on a t-shirt. That was a good idea Evan had on the radio. I see how much it bothers Tommy. I'll use it at the appropriate time. And I guess he found the first ever debate in the Lugash debate series to be the appropriate time. So if you want to blame me for giving him the idea, quite frankly, the brilliant idea, of putting that tweet on a t-shirt, okay.
It's a good-looking shirt, too.
It's a very good-looking shirt. You can't blame me that he decided to use it now, and I don't think it broke any of the spirit of the debate. You got your point. You have your time. You still have more time if you need to say something else, and it is what it is, and Tiki and I make a fair judgment.
All right.
He was given extra time. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's your time back.
Because now I'm sitting here thinking, do I debate what I said about Jalen? By the way, at the time, I was a star ever. I've said that. Jalen Brunson was not a star when he came to the Knicks. I wanted a superstar. I was wrong. Negative Tommy was wrong. Now Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. He's over Soto. He's over Judge. He's a dude. He's a dog. And through the power of friendship, the Knicks will win a championship. So we're all good there. And I smoked him in this debate. I mean, he left them laying. 7-3, and we swept you. And we are now the big brother. Because we won 4, you won 0.
All right, we were good.
But whatever you say, pal.
I just want to note that he kept saying I had more time. I left 5 seconds to spare. That counts for the shirt.
All right, now part of the rules are your mics have to go off. This is now going to be a conversation between me and Tiki. Okay, guys? All right, we got to follow the rules of the Lugash debate series. Tiki, your thoughts?
So, I was inclined to really love what Tommy said, just because of the head-to-head.
Yeah.
He had the Mets and the Yankees going head-to-head. I'm forgetting the whole Jalen Brunson thing, all the superfluous nonsense, the drivel that we just heard around the T-shirt. That means nothing, because the debate is about the Mets versus the Yankees, who's the hottest team. And the 7-3, which is fantastic statistics over the last 10, only the San Diego Padres are better at 9-1. So maybe New York, but maybe not across the National Major League Baseball, I would say, Tommy. But Sean's points were so salient. They were so, like, on point, like, nailed it, 5 in a row. We talked so much ad nauseum to the point where we hated our show on Tuesday about the trade deadline and how you have to do something. And how what the Yankees did truly made a difference. It has changed their team for the better, because you can't just walk Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And right now, I feel like they could probably be the hottest team for a while in baseball. With that being said, the post-debate rebuttal by Tommy was on point. He just crushed Sean. Tommy, you get my vote.
Wow! He goes with Tommy! All right, so I have to disagree with something you said early on in your discussion of this debate. You said you're going to forget about the T-shirt. You're going to forget about all that. I completely disagree with you. I think that's why Sean kicked his ass.
Uh-huh.
I think that, look, who cares who the hottest team in New York is? Quite frankly, I was bored by that discussion. And it's also so stupid. But I guess that's the beauty of an argument. When he took that T-shirt out, like, it was funny, don't get me wrong. Did not win it for him, but was funny. He got in a loogie's head so badly that the argument was over. Mm. That Tommy forgot what he was even arguing and had to go back, defend himself about Brunson.
But he did it so well.
He did it well. He did okay.
No, he did it great.
I think that Sean took him out of his game. And I think that Sean was calmer. I think Sean was more poised. And so to me, wow, we're going to go to a rubber vote right out of the gate.
Mm.
I award it to Sean Morash.
Wow.
And you're going to say Tommy Lou Gowan?
I got Tommy.
So, one call, that's it. Okay? This person will determine who I write on the whiteboard as 1-0. And this record will stand forever until our next debate, and we're going to have records. We're just going to know. And boys, you have to accept the results. Okay? There will be no protests. There will be no, this was rigged. There will be none of that. Whoever this one caller we're going to take says won the debate, won the debate. Do you understand me?
Thank God we changed our entrance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy, do you accept?
Whatever you say.
Thank you. See, he's, you know what? I know we have our issues. I know you're mad at me for some reason right now.
We have issues that have a long way from being settled. Let's wait for basketball season, my friend.
I didn't make the T-shirt. Okay. Sean made the T-shirt.
Whatever you say, Chief.
Ladies and gentlemen, John and Masbeth, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. In your opinion, who is the winner of the first ever Lugash debate series, Sean Morash or Tommy Lugauer?
I'm going to go with Sean, and it's a landslide. And you know why? Over the weekend, I caught wind of a tweet that Positive Tommy over here sent out of a phone call I made to the station back on June 17th. Of saying how Mets fans don't get too excited. The Mets are just the Mets, right?
Right.
Now, sure enough, the Mets have been on a great tear since then, and it's, you know, kind of gotten to me. It's also gotten to me because my 9-year-old daughter over here walks around the house screaming, Lugie, just randomly, just to remind me. And
that's awesome.
I'm going to say it. No? That's her in the background, just to say Lugie.
Yes.
Anyways. So that tweet went out Friday night, and I want to say, you know, WFAN might have two mushes, Sal and Positive Tommy. But since that tweet went out, the Yankees have won 5 in a row, and the Mets have won, you know, 2 out of 5 or something, but they went from first in a wild card to out of the wild card to where they belong, and they're going to stay. That's where they're going to be for the rest of the
season. Thank you, John. I don't need to hear any more trash talk. Look, here's the danger of a phone call. Here's the danger of me and Tiki disagreeing, because I think as we continue the Lugash debate series, there are going to be many days we agree.
Yes.
When it goes down to a caller, they could have any vendetta reason.
Yes, they could have an agenda.
They can, and we just have to accept it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the scoreboard is now set. I'm holding it up. What does that say,
T? That says Morash 1, Lugie 0.
I accept the results.
Do you accept the results?
I accept them.
Thank you. Tommy, do you accept the results?
Yep.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.